The high cost of education has been a theme at the Occupy Wall Street protests. And today, President Obama is announcing that he's easing the cost of college loans for people who don't earn a lot of money. By executive order starting next year, low-income borrowers will be able to pay back a smaller percentage of their discretionary income over a shorter amount of time before their debt is forgiven. Others who consolidate their federal student loans will be able to get an interest rate cut of 0.5%. Tamar Lewin covers education for the New York Times. And Tamar, give us some detail about how this works.
Actually, it's two very separate things. So there's one program, which is called income-based repayment, that's been around for a couple of years. If you're not making so much money, which is certainly the case for people coming out of college, most of them now, you pay back your debt on a sliding scale. The downside is you pay for more years. And what it's been is that you had to pay back for 25 years and you paid 15% of your discretionary income. They're now going to make it that you only pay 10% and you're finished in 20 years. And for lots and lots of people, it's an even better deal than that, because if you're in public service, that is, if you're a teacher, if you're a nurse, if you're a public defender, if you're a firefighter, you only have to pay back for 10 years, and it's going to be this 10% number. Lots of people will only be paying like $50 a month or maybe even zero a month, and then all the rest will be forgiven.
So part of this is an existing program that will be made even more beneficial for borrowers. What's the second part?
And the second part is people who have two different kinds of student loans. That is, one directly from the federal government and one under an old program that ended last year that was called FFEL, or Federal Family Education Loan Program. They can put them together. They can consolidate them, and they'll get an interest rate that's about 0.5% lower. But it actually has even more impact than that, which is that if you are in public service, that income-based repayment thing that made it quite much easier to pay it back, that wasn't available under the FFEL loans. But now if you consolidate everything, it will be available to you.
Now, President Obama says that these changes, including forgiving the balance of some student loan debts after a certain amount is paid off, won't cost taxpayers anything. How can that be?
Well, what they're saying is it's going to be a lot cheaper to handle their loans because they'll only have one loan. That savings is going to go toward paying for the changes.
So based on the reporting you've done, the numbers do work. People can benefit, borrowers can benefit, and there won't be extra debt added to the federal government.
There shouldn't be.
In cases in which people's loans would be forgiven, are we talking about, for example, people who go into public service and as a result they don't have to pay off the entire balance?
Well, everybody has to pay for quite a long time. I mean, 10 years is not nothing. The concern has been that student loans are so crushing right now that lots and lots of people, more all the time, are going into default, which can really ruin your life. And even if they're not going into default, they might be paying, you know, for 25 years. They might be paying when they're trying to save to buy a house or send their own kids to college. And it's just this thing that hangs over your head. You can't get rid of it in bankruptcy in most cases. It's just a very big problem. It didn't used to be a big problem, but now it's bigger than our credit card debt in this country. And with college costs going up all the time, there's just no end in sight.
Right. And of course, we often hear stories about adults still living with their parents, even though they're working, or people who aren't working, and that's even more crippling because of the debt they have. We came across a quote by one woman speaking to ABC News who compared the collective student debt burden to basically the housing market crash. She said, "I now owe more on my education than it's worth, just like some people owe more on their mortgages than their houses are worth." Do you think that's a fair comparison?
Well, in a way it is, because lots of people are stuck with these enormous debts, and unlike a house, you can't just, you know, foreclose and walk away, particularly as we have this exploding population of people going to for-profit colleges, which are quite expensive. And a really important thing that people should know is that you can't get any of this income-based repayment stuff. You have no protection if you get private loans. And yet lots and lots of people are still taking out private loans instead of, you know, federal ones, which do have some protection built in.
Tamar Lewin, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Tamar Lewin covers education for the New York Times.